You're listening to SBS News.
Anglicare Australia's jobs availability snapshot compares government data about the number of people with barriers to gaining work to the number of online positions in their skill level that were advertised in May this year. The snapshot found just 10% of vacancies were suitable for someone who doesn't have qualifications or work experience. That's a reduction of 12% from 2006. Anglicare Australia Executive Director Casey Chambers says for each of those entry-level positions, there are at least five disadvantaged job seekers competing for it.
That has regional differences. In Tasmania, it's 14 people, and in South Australia, it's 12. But the situation is actually worse than that appears, though, because other job seekers can actually compete for those jobs. And these jobs are positions like retail, security, agriculture and farm workers. So they are, you know, they're the building blocks of our economy.
Ms. Chambers says the data shows the government's rhetoric that the best form of welfare is a job is out of touch with reality.
One of the best ways not to be in poverty is to have a well-paid, full-time job. However, we've got 1.1 million Australians who don't have a well-paid, full-time job, who are underemployed. And in the month of our snapshot, we've also got, you know, nearly 750,000 people unemployed, and the number of jobs just do not match.
The snapshot found one in seven job seekers face barriers when it comes to finding work, such as those who didn't finish year 12 or older workers who lost their jobs later in life. And it takes them an average of 5 years to find a job. Shireen Clark is the Director of Humanitarian Services at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. She says it's particularly challenging for refugees and asylum seekers to find work.
They don't have experience. They don't have qualifications that are recognised. It's incredibly difficult for people to be able to find work without those connections in the community, without the qualifications, without that experience. And the basic level of support that they were given on the Status Resolution Support Service is generally not enough to provide people with opportunities to go and actively look for work, engage in, you know, higher education or getting their qualifications recognised in Australia.
Anglicare Snapshot shows people with a disability now account for 68% of disadvantaged job seekers. Romola Hollywood is the Director of Policy and Advocacy at People with Disability Australia. She says that figure doesn't surprise her.
We know that quite a number of people with disability have been forced off the disability support pension and onto Newstart because of tightening eligibility requirements. And we also know that for people with disability, there are huge barriers to gaining and keeping a job.
The report recommends giving all people with disability automatic access to the Disability Employment Service when they begin looking for work, as well as broadening the eligibility requirements for the disability support pension. But Ms. Hollywood says it should go further, and she's calling for the development of a national jobs plan. She says the plan would need to begin by looking at how children and young people with a disability are supported through the education system from primary school into tertiary and vocational education.
Might look like how the employers are providing employment opportunities, what employers need to do to make their workplace disability friendly, and then also what kinds of flexibilities might need to be built into the employment relationship so that if people need some time off, that they can access that easily.
For the more than 704,000 Australians looking for work, more than 580,000 of them have had their Centrelink payments suspended one or more times. Casey Chambers says often those who are penalised are later found not to have been at fault.
We've got stories from our clients where they were suspended because they didn't attend an appointment that was actually in the future, where they haven't attended an appointment that was actually on a public holiday in the state they were in. We've even heard ridiculous stories where people were breached for not fulfilling a job-seeking requirement when they were actually attending an interview for a job.
Ms Chambers says the snapshot makes it clear Australia's employment system needs to be reviewed. She says the most pressing change that needs to happen is raising the rate of new start.
We really need to look at an urgent reform of the job active network. That's a finding of the government's own report as well. We need to end these punitive approaches and look at what works, which is actually working with the person to understand what they can do and what they want to do and what the training they, you know, what training they want to have and are capable of that matches to a job in their area.
She says the idea of what constitutes economic participation also needs to be broadened.
When we know that there aren't enough paid full-time places in the economic workforce to go around, we need to be thinking about what does volunteering to care for the environment look like? Should that be recognised as participation? What about, you know, participating in community art projects? And what about caring for your relatives?
The federal government has been contacted for comment. Alan Lee, SBS News.